Kino Chav Zayin. I once got flack for entitling a shiur appreciating the glorious function of galus. I got serious flack for that with a certain sense of there was absolutely nothing positive about galus. We're not in galus anymore, and it's apikorsis to express yourself this way. Now, I had a problem because it was a shiur on Kuzari, and those are the words of the Kuzari. In fact, that the what this person wrote in his email was, it's scary to put such words into the mouth of the Kuzari. I didn't respond to the email, but my thought was, it could be, but it's even scarier to delete words from the Kuzari. What can I do? Kuzari says, and this is something we have to appreciate, the Kuzari says that the dar after the Geula, the dar after the Ketz Hayamim, will look back at us with amazement. They'll look back at us and they'll say, how is it possible for people to live in this reality, in a reality of no Beis HaMikdash, no live connection with Hashem, no Nevuah, and still keep their connection with Hashem alive on their own, of their own initiative? Now, we're used to this reality. We've been living with it for 2,000 years. But if we think of it from the perspective of life with the Beis HaMikdash, and it's hard for us to think of it this way, but living with Nevuah, that's the essence of Yiddishkeit. That's the essence of living with Hashem. It's the essence of Torah. You have a live connection with Hashem. The word of Hashem is live and being conveyed constantly. And how on earth are we supposed to navigate when that's turned off? And in fact, yes, La'asid Lavoy, the Kuzari is telling us that our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, Bezos Hashem, will look back and say, how could it possibly have been done? They did the impossible. And let's look around and appreciate that. We should take the time to appreciate our greatness, because we do spend most of our time, it's part of our greatness, on focusing on our faults. But look at the fact that Lemaisa, by today, we've been worn down by millennia of galus. And we Lemaisa, those who are still holding on to that loyal connection, are a minority. And it's not easy. And people fall along the way. Kind of like a spelling bee. Who's going to make it to the finish line? And people fall off as time goes on. And as we're in it, we don't appreciate the immensity of what we're actually doing. And that this is the element of Kavod Shamayim, that us operating in the galus are providing. Now, in this kina, there's, it's based on a psikta of Rav Kahana, where Yirmiyahu, in the time of the Churban, encounters a woman who's sitting in mourning and looks, he's trying to figure out. On the one hand, she looks like a human. On the other hand, there's something divine about her. And he says, are you a person or are you a shade? But Lamaisa, the way it's described in the Medrash is that she starts describing the tzaras that she's going through, which were pretty classic of what everybody at that time, at the time of the Churban, was going through. So he says to her, well, you're not better than your mother, meaning Knesset Yisrael, Klal Yisrael in general. And she says, I am that mother. In Medrash it says that she said, I am Tzion. And in the Mefarshim here of the Kinah, you see that it says that I am Knesset Yisrael. This was Knesset Yisrael appearing to Yirmiyahu in the form of a woman. Why Tzion and Knesset Yisrael are synonymous is not for us right now. But then, in this kina, there goes on with a dialogue that seems to be kind of like on different wavelengths. There's like this abrupt dissonance almost in the dialogue, where he says, oh, Yo Knesset Yisrael, he says, so do tshuva, he starts exhorting her, do tshuva, go back to regain your very, very great status. And she responds and says, look how terrible things are, look at the terrible blow that was dealt to me. Daven to Hashem, get the avos to daven. So it's not clear, where's the response? Instead of going and doing tshuva, she tells him, you daven. And then how does it continue? So then Yirmiyahu goes and davens, and he's ma'ir the avos in the Ma'araz HaMachpelah. And then it suddenly ends also abruptly with, what does it all lead up to? Hashem says, Ma'ir selechem banai gzerahim milfanai. Which also, one minute, is tshuva supposed to achieve something? Is the davening supposed to achieve something? And then all of a sudden Hashem kind of cuts it short by saying, gzerahim milfanai, this is a gzerah. Almost like, there isn't what to do. Is that really the hashkafa? Is that what we're being told by this kina? We talked about tshuva. She doesn't really respond to that. We move on to tefillah, and Hashem cuts it short by saying, "That's a gzera." It would seem that the back and forth that's going on here is actually what we've been talking about. He comes and tells her to tshuva, and she responds. Knesset Yisrael responds and says, "Tshuva, it was a churban. Klal Yisrael was killed. Klal Yisrael is dead. There is no Klal Yisrael anymore. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, once the Shechina departed, once Nevuah is dying," which I guess they understood at that point already, "so there's nothing to talk about tshuva anymore. First bring us back to life. Okay, we got the message. Bring back the Beis HaMikdash. Bring back Nevuah. And we got the message, and we'll do tshuva. But now there's no tshuva to talk about. A Klal Yisrael without a Beis HaMikdash and without Nevuah is a dead Klal Yisrael. You can't do tshuva from the grave." And the chiddush is, Hashem is saying, "No, gzerihil mufanai, it's not coming back now." Yes, Hashem is asking for tshuva from the grave. Hashem is asking for tshuva from the grave. This is mamish how it's expressed by the Kuzari elsewhere, and by the Gra in a different way, to understand that we now, as a Klal Yisrael, relative to the Klal Yisrael in the time of the Beis HaMikdash and the Nevuah, is, the Gra says, it's the difference between a dead body and a live body. The Gra says that was at the time of the Churban. He says, by now, it's already deteriorated to a state of a spoonful of mush that remains after years of decay, relative to a live body. And the Kuzari says, it's like dry bones. But the Chiddush that Hashem is saying is that even dead is a relative term. Yes, relative to the state in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it's dead. But you know what? In order to really, really build the relationship anew, I want to see what you can do in a dead state. I want to see, will you be capable of holding on to me without that live connection, of holding on to me without having the Shekhinah vibrating in Klal Yisrael through the medium of the Beis HaMikdash? If I just throw you into the deep and let go, will you be capable of holding on tight and holding on for a long time? For a long time. The gullus won't get easier and it'll wear you down. Will you still be capable? Will it be possible to come back at the end of 2,000 years and still see a loyal Klal Yisrael holding on? Mission impossible. But this seems to be the message in Gzeirah Yilfana, and I am not bringing you back to life now. I'm going to leave you in this dead state. But are you capable of showing me, can we rebuild it in the ultimate way by showing me these superhuman, impossible efforts of still being able to come at the end of the 2,000 years of the Golus and say, look Hashem, we are still here. We did hold on. We talk about the Avelus, but this is injecting a certain sense of mission and purpose into that Avelus. We are here at the end of those 2,000 years. We're heading for the finish line. And if we can intensify those expressions of showing Hashem, we're going to continue to hold on and continue reaching for you in as intense a way as possible. So we are actually compensating for the lack of nachas that Hashem had back then at the time of the Churban, with this immense level of nachas that we're providing by Hashem by showing him what levels of loyalty and of dveikus to him we can reach.